larger expanses of open space within a development. Certain regulations with regard to minimizing impervious surfaces would help promote groundwater recharge. And then the county is also looking at the possibility of a property, when a development plan is certified as a green plan or a what they call a LEEDS approved plan or receives certain certification for its energy conservation in design, then there's the possibility of granting certain bonuses, certain considerations, and that would all have to be worked out specifically in an ordinance in the case of where those developments receive that kind of certification. Lastly, there is some suggestions on making signs more attractive and more appropriate. The mobility element refers to the transportation improvements. This was done primarily by DelDOT in cooperation with the county. And among the other things listed in the mobility element are those sub-area plans that I mentioned earlier. DelDOT, in this case, would be involved with the whole sort of mini-comprehensive plan for smaller areas in the county, and the plan does list four or five of those areas, so that road improvements, future road improvements, can be planned in coordination with some idea of what future development may look like in that area. Special development tax districts is a concept that would provide certain infrastructure funding. Go back one, please. And travel alternatives is in the plan, how to make the area more pedestrian-friendly, how to make it more bicycle-friendly. Evacuation routes, information about those areas, those routes, excuse me, are included in the plan, as well as the idea that we have to prioritize and improve any road infrastructure initiatives that we might be envisioning, if for no other reason than just the cost considerations. Lastly, we should note that the following adoption of this comprehensive plan, we're going to take a close look at the county zoning ordinance to see what ordinances, what zoning ordinance amendments can be considered, drafted, and hopefully adopted in order to help help implement the ideas that are in this comp plan. Just to give you a little update on where we are in the process, we did receive a state comments, and we responded to the state comments, and we went and appeared at the state, and we got a generally favorable reception on our revised draft, and they pointed out certain things that they would like to see, and we are now in this public hearing stage. The Planning and Zoning Commission tonight, later moving to the County Council hearing, and then the plan would be scheduled for consideration for adoption at the end of April, and at that point, if all goes well, the governor will certify the plan. And then again, as I mentioned, the county and the consultant would draft and recommend certain ordinances necessary to carry the plan into action. There are copies of the comprehensive plan available here for anyone who doesn't already have one and would like to read it in more detail. Secondly, you should know that the county plan is on the county website, and you can look at it that way also. Okay, now we're going to turn the lights back on, take the screen down. The Planning and Zoning Commission is going to resume their seats up there, and we're going to go along and take public comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Driscoll. Ladies and gentlemen, just to go over the ground rules a bit, first of all, anyone who wants to speak is going to be afforded the opportunity to speak one time. You get one trip to the podium, and I encourage you to make the most of it, and we'll stay here just as long as you want us to. You will come to the podium. I need you to give your name and address. And you will be directing your comments to the commission. So we'll start, we can start all the way in the back with Mr. Kramer.
Not yet.
Okay. Who would like to go first?
That's your one time.
Yes, sir. Please step right up.